first town we are going to be having a look at today is called Berica. So this, folks, is me entering Berica. As you can see, it is mighty small. There's more trees here than people, that's for sure. Wow, this is really, really quiet. Let's go down here. Okay, so I'm going down 2nd Street in Berica. Street. Okay, this is Berica, and you can see just how dry and dusty this sand road is. Not really sure if I'm actually on the road right now. I think I am, but maybe I've diverted off. I don't know. Wow. This is remote, folks. Okay, yep, I am on the road. Now on South Terrace, apparently. This is South Terrace. Wow. Don't even know how you can call this a terrace, but let's have a look anyway. Got 3rd Street to our left. We'll do that when we come back around, but check this out, folks. Here we go. Wow. I don't even know if people live here full time or what they do. I really don't know. So quiet. Super duper quiet. Let's go down here to East Terrace now. Now on the right hand side here we have what was the football and sporting ovals, recreation areas. Okay, drive into that and we'll have a look at that. So this right here was once the hub of all of the sporting teams here in Berica. It looks like it's definitely seen better days. It's a nice little swing set there. I don't even think the toilets here are active. But we'll go and have a look around this building, folks. Here's the, what was, the Berica Sporting Club. I don't know whether that was just football or cricket as well. I think it was both. Yeah, this is well gone. Once upon a time, you would have seen the goalposts out there, and you would have had proper green grass, I would assume, here at some stage. Not for a long, long time. Let's walk out here and have a look at the old scoreboard. So this would have been the scoreboard for the football club. Now it looks like Berica and Sandalwood must have combined their matches at some point onto this oval. And we will be having a look at Sandalwood later in the video. Have a look at that. That is a real old scoreboard, that one. Can't make out anything except for Berica, Sandalwood, and visitors. Alright, I'm walking up here to what was the cricket pitch here at the old Berica Oval and Sporting Area. And man, that's incredible to think that it's lasted for this long. Now, Bereke was actually established in 1914 here in South Australia, and it was one of the Karoonda / Barmera / Loxton railway line towns. So I would imagine that when the rail lines closed here, it's probably where some of the decline started. It's quite a beautiful building actually, this one, even if it is completely abandoned. And like I thought, here are the toilets and they are sealed off shut. Look at that. That ain't going to be opened anytime soon, I wouldn't think. Can't really see inside of the old sports club building. Would have been good to. But as you can see, they are trying to preserve what they can. Over here we have some tennis courts. Now, all things considered, these tennis courts are probably alright, actually. And they look reasonable. And they're open, so that's cool. Yeah, it's definitely a new slab that's been poured here. Other one over here is a little bit older. And they do have lights as well. So I wonder if there is still a bit of an active tennis club here. It's not much, but anything is better than nothing when you're out here in these micro towns. Looks to be a little barbecue area here, and there you go, even the tennis balls are up here for use, so that's pretty good. We're going to go for a drive through the town streets and we will see just what else we can find in Bereke. It's a pretty warm day today where I'm filming at Bereke. 39 degrees Celsius, and that is warm, I tell you. So I'm going to pop some statistics up on the screen for you about Bereke, and you'll notice just how much change has happened to this little town. So this, folks, is perhaps the only active place in Bereke in terms of businesses, and it's a little art studio. I'll try and find some details and put that in the description below. But other than this, I don't believe there's a whole lot left in Bereke that's active in terms of businesses. I don't think there's a post office. There is a phone box down there, but there's not a whole heap else, I tell you. It's super duper quiet, and I think Karoonda would be this little town's lifeblood, to be fair. So the next town we are going to have a look at is called Sandalwood, and it's a little bit larger than Bereke, I believe, and I will put some more statistics up on the screen for you, show you some of the information about Sandalwood. Again, Sandalwood recorded an income to the tax office for 2021 to 2022 of around $30,000. So let's go and have a look at Sandalwood. Okay, folks, so I'm entering the small Murray-Mallee town in South Australia of Sandalwood. And let me tell you, this is bit like Barica, it's just on a little bit of a larger scale. Wonder how many of these homes are actually occupied. I mean, most appear to be. I've got some locals up here, I might see if they want to talk.
My husband and I mean, he dearly wanted to retire up here.
Right.
Now we're getting older. We find that we probably don't have the necessities we need.
Yep, that's fair.
Because going to hospital's not that much a job.
Of course.
Good advice, but...
Sure. What about like groceries or jobs? Do you think it'd be hard?
We're only 20 minutes down the road.
Oh, cool.
Roomed it.
Okay, yep.
So, yeah, we can always get what we're short of.
That's good, yeah.
But we generally bring up enough to see us through. It used to be the main sort of shop.
Right.
The railway line was operational.
Okay.
And they used to bring supplies and bring it to the shop.
Right.
And then have a bit of a township.
Yep.
So, people will come to the
Yeah.
Get their needs. 1920s.
Right.
Sort of up and going.
Yep. And then it sort of slowly declined after that, or?
Yeah, I mean, they still ran the shop for probably 40 years. When we obtained it, it was not operational then. So, there's still a post office running.
Mm-hmm. So there you go, folks. That was Cheryl and her grandchildren and her family, and they stay up here in Sandalwood. And as she said, it's probably not a town you could live in full time, but it is a place that you can have a nice little break at. The Sandalwood Hall itself is actually in pretty good nick. Doesn't look very well used, but it does look all right. There are some old ruins around, and very curious to see what goes on. Are there any locals left much here in Sandalwood? I don't think. I think most folks are out of towners. Check out this place on the right, folks. All pretty much abandoned. I have no idea if anyone does live in this place or not. I don't think so. It's definitely seen better days. Coming up to Thomas Terrace. That one is lived in, but it does look rough. Let's go down Thomas Terrace to the left here. A lot of old water tanks and bits and pieces of probably what once was civilization, but is no longer. And I think it's people like Cheryl who keep these micro towns alive by buying a cheap property, coming up here, and having fun during the holidays. Now I'm on John Terrace in Sandalwood. We might go up Cross Street here, I think. This is supposed to be Cross Street. As you can see, it's not wonderfully marked out. And it's going to be a nightmare to get the car through here. In fact, the car is not going to be able to go through here. You can see here there's a tree branch right in front of the car. So we'll turn back out of here. Now we have got a building up here which I'm not too sure is occupied or not. I'm gonna say someone owns it, but yeah, it's wow. That is intense. That is a place that has got a lot of children's toys around it, and I don't even know how they can live in there, to be fair. Super duper run down, but bless their hearts, they're trying. Okay, so this is supposed to be John Terrace here, and I don't think this is too good. I'm gonna turn back, because this road, folks, seems to end right here, even though according to Google Maps it's supposed to curve around and continue. I don't plan on having my car destroyed by these very dry mallee gums. So this here used to be the Sandalwood school sites. It's now obviously privately owned. And it's definitely rough living. When you've only got an income of about $30,000, I don't know how you make do out here, what you do for work. It would be very, very hard living. I reckon you could almost film a Wild West scene out here. What do you think, folks? What do you think? Would be a great location for a movie or two. Earlier at Berica we saw the old oval and the tennis courts, recreation courts, netball, basketball, etc. Well, this here is Sandalwoods. As you can see, this is well and truly gone. I don't think you could play tennis in here anymore, not without breaking your ankle. That's a sign there for 1080 Fox Poison. It's been laid in here. Not really sure why they have this little bit here chained off or fenced off. I assume that someone else owns this land, but you can't really see it. But through there, past these tennis courts, is in fact an old oval, or what was an oval. But this definitely has been neglected, left behind here in Sandalwood. Yeah, they've definitely got that barred up. But that little tiny shed just in here would have probably been the ticket box or toilet, perhaps, for those playing sport here. But the old tennis courts and the oval now are well and truly no longer active and slowly falling apart, as you can see down here. That was sandalwood. And as you can see, there's some positives to the place, some negatives, and some very interesting curiosities in between. Let's go up to the next town on the list, which I believe is Halidon. Halidon is another town that ranked 9th poorest income town based on 2021-2022 Australian Taxation Office incomes declared. So we're going to have a look at this little town and see just what's going on. There are still folks living here. Not very many, but there are. And probably the main thing left here in Halidon is its race course. So we'll go and check that out and see what that looks like. Okay, so I'm approaching what I believe is the Halidon race course. Horse racing, of course, and trotting, I would assume. We've got a car park and a camp zone. So this is probably the best recreation kind of area in the towns that we've explored so far. I can't go right in there, but I assume that this would have a small grandstand. Yep, seems to. It's called the Mindari Halidon Race Club. So there you go. These little towns like Halidon rely on folks to come out here and attend these kinds of events. I reckon on the left here is a little bit of a railway siding, perhaps, or a loading dock. Really don't know. Got me curious, but we'll go up further and we'll have a look at further streets here in Halidon, South Australia. Another area which reported incomes of just around $30,000 per year. So here's a very unusual style of home here in Halidon. It's boarded up. It appears that the back half of that roof is coming off, and the reason it's unusual is because most South Australian old homesteads like this are actually not this kind of metal style. They are generally the rock style that you'll see, the sandstone. This one here, wow. I don't know if anyone squats here or spends time here, so I'm not going to try and go inside, especially that I'm by myself, but wow. Check it out, folks. Doesn't still have a tag on it that says when the electricity was disconnected, so I cannot tell you that, but it's very interesting. Oh, here we go. The back part of it is open. Beautiful little fireplace here. And yeah, these homes, you don't see all that many of these in South Australia. Generally, you see this style of home in regional Victoria, and in New South Wales and Queensland. Now, what's a little bit concerning is I'm seeing this down here, and I can only assume that some very dodgy stuff has occurred in here. Let's continue on and check out the rest of Hallidon. Beautiful little building here. I don't know if this is privately owned or not. Nope, there you go. It used to be the District Council of East Murray. That is a beautiful old building. Even on those windows, you can actually see the old writing. That's awesome. And have a look at what appears to be a restored home on the right here. Yeah, that's been restored. That's pretty cool. Don't know who or what operates it, but it's kind of cool. Oh, there you go. That is the country fire service out here for Hallidon. That's pretty cool. Nicely looked after. It used to be a house, I'm pretty certain. But it's now a country fire service, or CFS, site. We'll go down Clark Street on the left next. Oh boy. Oh wow. Let's just have a look at this. Ooh. Wowie zowie. This is 100% abandoned and falling apart. Quite incredible. There's an old clothesline, also known as a Hills Hoist in Australia. And water tank left, but not a whole heap else. Whoever used to live here has long left the property. So apparently this is Clark Street on the left. I don't think I'm going to even try that, because there is absolutely no way my car could get through all of the trees in there. So what we'll do is we'll try the next left, which is Von Dusser Terrace. Apparently that's here. Yeah, once again, I'm not going up that. Okay, and then we've pretty much left Hallidon now, as you can see by that increase in speed there. So I'll do a little loop here and we shall go back. So this is very interesting, folks, down here in Hallidon, and we have this here, District Council of Corunda East Murray. Water is available from these outlets by arrangement from the district clerk. Unauthorised use or damage to these installations will lead to prosecution. So there you go. And what it appears to me to be is an old well. I would think that's a well, at least. Doesn't look like it's operating too wonderfully, but I'm not an expert. And that's the old well there. And I think what may have been a water trough over here. Some sort of water infrastructure right here. Check this out, folks. Found right next to that little well. It's got poison written on it. A lot of old little artifacts down here. Can of some sort. A not so old chain there. Bits and pieces everywhere out in these little tiny, forgotten about mallee towns.
Coming up now to the town of Mindari, or Mindari, however you want to say it. And this is another town that is forgotten about in the Murray-Mallee region. There's a bit of a restoration on that house going on, which looks really nice. And once again, the streets out here are not well marked. Google has done what it can do, but don't know how they would have navigated a Google car through here. Here's our first little look here at the Mindari Soldiers Memorial Hall, 1952. This was built. And we've got a couple of little homes here. So this here is the Mindari Australia Post branch. It's still active. It's a really unusual style building. I really like that. I don't know what you'd call that kind of roofing style, but it's cute. So I've got a little caravan there. I don't think anyone's lived in that for a long time. Straight up ahead, an older farmhouse. I think that one may still be lived in. Don't know. Kind of looks like an old schoolhouse. Now, supposedly this road is supposed to continue up ahead, but as you can see, it doesn't look super promising. And I don't know, no, it just ends up being dead end. So I have no idea if this is a road. It's supposed to be. It is supposed to be unnamed road. And according to my car GPS, at least. As you can see, there's a lot of stuff just laying around out here. It's definitely no man's land, some of this. Oh, there's a big old car down here. Oh, this is cool. Wow, look at that, folks. That is an old car. Straight down there through the bush. It's seen better days, hey? Fascinating. Quiet, forgotten about little town down here. We've got even more car bodies out here on the left. This is meant to be a square style street with, I don't know, it says I'm on unnamed road still, but wow. I have no idea. This is just fascinating, folks. Absolutely fascinating. And I'm starting to feel a bit uncomfortable here, so I'm going to get out, because even though it says I'm on a main road in this town, I don't quite think I am. Perhaps the main road has been taken over for whatever purposes by whoever to put all these vehicles out here. So this here, folks, is the Mindari Soldiers Memorial Hall. And as you can see, the foundation stone was laid by a downer. That's got me curious. There's actually a second foundation stone inside. And that one indicates 1922. The stone was laid by a C. William or Willen MP, June 10th, 1922. So I wonder if this is an extension to the original hole, and that's why the downer fellow opened up this part of it, perhaps. I'm very, very curious. But that is my guess, folks. And I reckon that the original hole is in behind there. I don't really know who owns this land or how it all works here, but I'll have a quick look and see down the side. I assume the council would still have ownership. There you go, that's the inside. It's looking a bit worse for wear, I can tell you. All those bits of the ceiling have collapsed over time.
I can feel your vibe, same as mine.